Hello there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers Fantasy Football Premier League podcast. You join me, the host, along with Eamon and Hector, where we take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on in their quest to be crowned the champion for 2021-22. Gentlemen, pleasure to have you back this week. How are we?
We're not too bad. Always a pleasure to be back here. Busy watching the football, so yeah.
Yes, very busy, it's been good.
How are you feeling, Hector? You didn't come and join us last week. You weren't feeling, as they would say, the May West.
Yeah, I felt a little bit under the weather, as they say. But I'm much better now, you know. I always had the lemon and, the plenty of honey and a warm drink. It got me fine. I'm now much better as I am.
Well, that's good to hear. And Mick, you're joining us as well.
That's right, I'm back, so I am. Oh, lads.
Hello, Mick. Oh, nice to have you on the show.
Mick, very nice to meet you. Mick told me about the honey and the lemon, the whole he said.
That's right. There's nothing like it. You have to get that stuff into you, say, after. Sometimes you need to use a bit of Vicks.
The Vicks? Yeah, I could not find the Vicks anyway.
No. It's not Vicks, Hector. It's got Vicks.
Seriously? What is this? Can we get on with the show? And here we're talking about medicinal, concoctions that Captain Mick is drumming up.
Wait. Yeah, man. It works. I'm telling you, it works all the time. I've tried it day in, day out. When I had lads playing football for me, I'd be saying to them, get it into you. It's good stuff. There wasn't a sniffle or nothing. They were flying it. I'll tell you what, none of my teams had to be postponed on matches because they were fiddles, fiddles, Sarah.
Yeah, that might be the point, but we're here talking about the football. We're not talking about what you're doing with your Vicks.
I didn't know where you get the Vicks.
It's Vicks, Hector. Vicks with a V.
Oh, Vicks.
No. I'll tell you what. Hector, I'll get you a jar of it. So you have a jar.
Okay, can we just pause for a moment? We seem to have got slightly carried away with ourselves. And we'd return to the football.
Well, that's about time, I actually thought perhaps maybe this is going to be one of those episodes where it was a free-for-all and we could just have any chit-chat.
Well, no. Before we have a look at Game Week 22. Game Week 22, at the time of recording, is still in play. Brentford are playing Man United. Game Week 21, of course, last week, finished during our recording session as well. We had to wait for the points to come up. I'm going to just do a recap here because the positions, there was a little change in the table. Not much, but a little bit. So in first place, no change, Sarri KDB. They finished Game Week 21 with 79 points. Now, as we said, their captain was Bowen. He got 42 points. In second place, Tobogger 6, and they got 88 points. And again, they had Captain Bowen, the 42 points. Third place was Raglan Road with 81 points. Again, they went with Bowen, 42 points. Fourth place was Arkham Avengers, 81 points also. And again, Captain Bowen, 42 points. Now, Legion 11 went up to fifth. They got 80 points. They had Bowen as their captain, 42 points. Blightsome Squad also went up and they went to sixth. They had 88 points. Again, they had Bowen, 42 points. Now, Ain't Got a Clue went down to 7th. 52 points. They decided to captain Salah. They got 14 points out of it. Lafayette Lions is a non-mover at 8, 79 points. And they had Bowen as their captain as well. So they collected 42 points. In 9th spot, the Mighty Defenders. And they were at 65 points. Now, they had Cancelo as their captain. 4 points is all they collected there for that. In 10th spot, Can We Win Again? They got 28 points. They had Rafinha as their captain and got 4 points. In 11th spot, Maximum Effort were there with 43 points. They had Salah as their captain for 14 points. 12th spot, again, no change. El Loco John, 31 points. They had Lukaku as their captain, who didn't get them any points. And their vice-captain was Meslier, the goalkeeper. He got them 4 points. What a Beauty 99, still in 13th spot, 36 points. They went for Salah as their captain. They got 14 points. And finally, down at the bottom of the table, up to 14th went Banford Reject. 37 points. Salah as their captain and Rosie Rovers went down. They got 24 points. They had Fernandes as their captain and got 2 points. That's how the table ended there. Before I move off that, lads, Bowen was the standout captain there, wasn't he?
Yes, well, I mean, they had a double game week and he is getting the returns. Therefore, the logical sense is get him in there. Son was injured and, it was a risk to go for the like of Salah because, I mean, the African nations conference matches on. I don't think so. Now, you mentioned that someone went for Cancelo, got 4 points. That's a risk to take, I think, but sometimes it pays off. He's not a bad player. he sometimes could get the points in. Certainly didn't there. And you mentioned that Can We Win Again went for Rafinha and got 4 points. To me, that's a very, and I think I might have commented, a very strange choice. And shows a complete switch off from the manager there. So I think overall, the table as it was at Game Week 21 is the best way for the table there. And it will be interesting to see who's building on this in Game Week 22.
Indeed. Hector, Mick, any thoughts or comments about that? Yeah, Mick, you're going
to? Well, I have to say, I think Aim is right. You know, a captain, man who's going to have 2 game weeks, and if he's playing anyways, half good, that's the kind of guy that you have to have in as a captain. Not these fly-by-night lads. Somebody said Rafinha was captain. Credit to Leeds. I don't think they're playing that well. And I think that the guys that went for Salah thought Salah's going to roll. Salah has his head on, you know, international play. So he's not going to do that there. So, yeah, I think a few questions maybe raised out of the captain choices there for him.
Hector? I think that when you say Lincoln's captain, you have to think, he won't get me maximum point. He's not a player to get maximum point. I think perhaps maybe doing the managers take a gamble and hoping that they're going to get maximum point. Didn't work.
Okay. It didn't work. Right, so that was Game Week 21. We'll put that to bed now at the moment, and we'll move on to Game Week 22. Now, again, Game Week 22. More postponed matches. And this is starting to cause havoc, isn't it?
Yes, I think, you know, when managers are trying to put team together, especially if there are teams where players are going to have a double week, sometimes you want to build your team and put your team together and hope that this is what you want to have. And instead, maybe then something happened, a player don't play, and then that is like, you know, everything fall apart.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a house of cards, really. You're building this team together, structurally, thinking that, okay, this player is going to play for me. There's 2 matches this week. I stand a very good chance. And if he doesn't play or the match is postponed, suddenly you've got holes, and that can be really off-putting. And I think the postponing of these matches has to be addressed.
How do you mean, no, Eamon?
I think that there's too much of it. It's not good for football. And certainly, I think it needs to be addressed by the teams and the players. I mean, we had none of this sort of carry on before. They were in bubbles. It's like a free-for-all now. Now they're getting COVID. Now they're testing for COVID. I can't play. And they haven't got enough players. Now, you either have a football club and you're going to have your players, or you're running some sort of an amateur job here. Like Burnley is starting to be the king of postponed matches here. I know they're not the only team, but there's an awful lot of them there. And they really need to shake up. It's not fair on fans. It's not fair on our managers. Not only in this league, but in every other fantasy football league that's going there. It's like a cardiology at this point, Sardis.
There is a lot, isn't there? I mean, Arsenal are in there as well. Like, you know, they've got 2 matches. As you said, Burnley are in there. There's Leicester, Everton, you know, Chelsea, Leeds are there. Everybody is in there at this point. I mean, what would you do, Mick, about this?
Well, I think I'd probably have to say, you need to bring back in bubbles. These players have to remain, you know, in bubbles so that they're fit to play. Because, you know, what happens, you know, this can't go on. Because, you know, when does the football finish then? Because if you're going to have so many teams not playing, this match, this season's going to go on and on. And the next thing you're going to be in on top of the next season. So I think Eamon's right. They have to stop this. This can't go on. You know, if you're going to have a team.
Hector, anything?
Well, you know, I think we're trying to get back to some sort of normality. And
No. We're not getting back to normality. I mean, come on. I mean, you've got matches being postponed. This is just, it's turning into a farce, a cardiology of all sorts. And, you know, this has to stop. Somebody needs to stand up and say, hold on, this is turning into a shambles. Be it the FA or the clubs themselves, the managers, like there's board of directors here. The footballers themselves. This responsibility has to be taken up for this here. I mean, like, I put it like this. If you and I, like, if we were here, the 4 of us, and we decide, you know, oh, look, I've got COVID, I can't do the show this week. Yeah, all right, okay. And, oh, look, maybe 2 weeks' time, oh, I'm not feeling too good. I might have a touch of COVID. We never get a show out. And I mean, you know, that's not fair to our listeners. So I think that common sense needs to be applied here. By all.
Now, okay, we'll move on. So, and as I said, Game Week 22 is still in place at the moment. Presently, as we're recording, it's Man United 3, Brentford 1. We'll have a look at the teams. Now, of course, lads, we're going to have to recap on that. I think we're in luck next weekend because the football starts on a Friday, with matches on Saturday, and it finishes on the Sunday. So we we'll be back to normal with our recording sessions, aren't we?
Well, this is very good because, you know, any of our listeners want to hear the whole lot. They don't want to be listening to, say, oh, you know, you were half a shot. No, we don't have to do a bit more. Oh, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, look, it's more rounded. I know we can't control this, but it's more rounded. Well, look, we're going to move on anyhow. And so we're going to take a look at the team. Now, of course, there'll be a change here, so there will be with some of the tables, but we'll recap at the start of the next show for where people all landed. Sorry, KDB had one transfer. They brought Madison in and they put Son out. Now, Madison played only one of the matches because the other match was postponed. Now, he did score tonight, so he's doing well.
Yes, he's doing well. Sorry, KDB also had Kane as the captain, and I think if I'm right, Kane scored tonight and he had an assist. So, sorry, KDB, we're pleased with that there. Look, especially, like, you know, Spurs and Arsenal were postponed as well. So, you know, there's a couple of matches there that's, you know, he's lost out there, but, you know, you can't do anything about that there. Cancelo got 11 points as far as I know. And I think Alexander got the 10 points. So, look, not overly too bad at all. Like, Sanchez got the 4 points there. Like, Madison at the moment has the 7. Jota 3. Bowen got 7. Gray. Look, Gray seems to be... Gray and Calvert-Lewin are two weak links in there. Gray got 2 points. Kane, so far as captain, has 18 points. And he got bonuses. Very nice. Antonio, to me, looks tired. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that. He looked tired, so he did. I don't think that Jota not really playing to full effect, so he not. And, you know, I think perhaps maybe if I was a manager there, I think perhaps maybe I would put maybe Jota on bench. You have Rafinha there. 6 points? Probably better.
I think that's right. Look, I think the sacking of Benitez is going to have a big effect on Everton.
You're not going for that job, are you, Mick?
No, I'm not going for that job. No. But I think Sonny KDB will add, you know, he's got 3 players altogether there from Everton. That's a bit of OTT, so it is. I think, you know, maybe one player. That's what I'm thinking. One player, would you say?
Yes, I think you're right there, Mick. I'd have to agree with you. It's not often I agree, but yeah, I think look, the Benitez reign at Everton has been shocking. I think, like, the positivity that was there earlier just seems to have drained out of it now. It'll be interesting to see who comes in and step in. But I think at the moment, yeah, I'd avoid them at all costs.
Okay. So, Tobogger 6, second place. 2 transfers, and they lost 4 points. This is another transfer from losing points. And they brought in Trossard, and they put Son out. They brought Ronaldo in, and Watkins went out. Eamon, we spoke many times about, and Hector has touched on this, about the transfers. This manager appears to be losing a lot of points.
Yeah, very much so. They're gambling to try and make up the difference, and I don't really think it's working. Trossard got 3 points, if I'm correct, and Ronaldo didn't play one of the 2 Man United matches. He had him as his captain. He's got 4 points out of him. It's pretty dismal. The serious questions here, and we've had this discussion several times. Fabianski is there with 1 point. Alonso, who I had said before, really should be shipped out. Him and Christensen are 2 of the duck eggs for Chelsea. They should be gone. Now, Alexander-Arnold got 10 and Cancelo got 11. Mount didn't really do much either. Bowen is the only standout guy in midfield. You know, Jota is 3, Trossard is 3. Like, up front then, you know, Dennis, Ronaldo, Antonio. The bench has Rafinha. It's nothing else. The manager here is just trying to do something and it's not working.
What would you do? What would you say, Eamon, if you were the manager?
Look, I think for a start, it probably is no harm if this manager stops for a week. Don't do any transfers. That's what I would say. Stop. And or if you're doing a transfer, get rid of Christensen or Alonso. One or either of those two. It's time to reflect. At this point, this manager is reacting. It's a knee-jerk reaction. They're losing the 4 points.
Lads, I see you nodding your head there, Hector. You were agreeing with Eamon, eh?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the value of the transfer, the 4 points loss, you know, you get 7 in. Okay, you got 3 extra points, but that's not much in the grand scheme of things. I think Alonso or Christensen should go. I would not get rid of the guys in the midfield, although I think perhaps Antonio is not looking good. Ronaldo not really fine. Maybe I switch Ronaldo to Kane.
I think that wouldn't be a bad idea, Hector. I think that Ronaldo, he's all flash and no goals really at the moment. I think Harry Kane's starting to come into form. As I said, he scored a goal tonight, today, whatever time.
Yes, this evening.
All right, okay.
Yeah, come on, Mick. Stick with the time here.
So I just flew in. I was a little bit, you know, confused about the time.
Anyway, you were saying?
And, yeah, I was saying, like, I don't think he's efficient. I think he should go. He's not doing anything. Kane started coming back on form, and I think, you know, Spurs are going to get themselves in a run. Son will be back soon.
Well, he won't be back this weekend now, will he?
No, he won't be, but he'll be back. He'll be best. And I think if that manager is steady, you know, change Alonso. Put Antonio or Dennis on the bench. Stick Rufin in there. Change Christensen around him. I mean, Livermento's on that bench now. He's not doing anything. He's injured. This is what this manager has to do. Take it back to basics. That's what I say. Back to basics.
Third place then, Raglan Road. They had 3 transfers and they lost 8 points. Jota came in, Salah went out. Madison came in, Son went out. King came in. And Gerhardt at Leeds went out. They decided to go for Jota as the captain. Hector, it wouldn't have been the wisest of moves, is it?
No, I have to say no. And, you know, Dyer got injury. Dyer came up with an injury. He no play. But, you know, he probably get, you know, Matip will step in. He'll get the 6 points there. Not bad. But Jota as the captain, he gambled. Especially when you look at his midfield. Gallagher was there with 9 points. Madison has 7 at the moment. He will get probably a bonus point. Bowen was there as well. And, you know, up front, Dennis King, 2 players from same team. Question mark.
But they're probably looking at the double week, weren't they?
Yes, but I don't think it's probably always well to do that, you know. A manager had to think inside. Think outside box. Think about what you're doing. Who you're going. Who you're knowing. And that was
it. Interesting. Hey, man. What's your thoughts on this?
Look, this is probably not a bad... Look, it's not a great result, but it's not the worst result for them. They're safe in third place. They're not losing ground. They didn't gain ground. But I think this manager probably will change things around a little bit. Come next game week.
Arkham Avengers, so we say, is currently in fourth place. They had 3 transfers and they also lost 8 points. Trossard came in, Saka went out, Madison came in, Son went out, Ronaldo came in, Brojo went out. They decided to opt for Ronaldo as the captain. Eamon, what happened here?
There's no goalkeeper for a start. Guerra has no points. Mendy is away. Dyer didn't play. Now, in fairness, I think that Dyer was due to play and came up red flagged pretty late in the day when maybe managers had their teams changed. Ronaldo, you know, didn't do the business. 4 points as a captain is shoddy. Something like the donkey Fernandez would be doing. Dennis was there and Antonio. More tired, drawn out, weak guys, not doing anything. The midfield is Bowen 7, Mount 3, Trossard 3. Madison has 7 at the moment. The defence is the only thing that has any light on it there. Cancelo 11, Alexander Arnold 10. And this Buffer fell foul of double game weeks. He's not the only manager. It's a bit shoddy. I don't think they'll hold fourth place for a start. I think they'll go down. And it's just, they'll look. It's like Blightsome a couple of weeks ago. They'll just want to put it behind them. And look, they've got points. It's not a complete washout. But look, things could have been better.
Very good. Fifth place then is Blightsome squad. They also had 3 transfers, minus 8 points. Schmeichel was brought in. Martinez went out. Fernandez came in. Smith Rowe went out. And Madison came in. And Son went out the door. Now, they opted for Madison as the captain. And they had Fernandez as the vice captain. Mick, when you look at the points that come in here, did they take a punt on the wrong guy?
I suppose it's easy when you're looking at Fernandez, but he's got 22 at the moment. He'll probably get another one there. Wasn't he involved in an assist?
Yeah, I believe he's involved in an assist. So Madison has 14 at the moment, but I mean, he's going to get a bonus point. That match ended up 3-1 to Man United. They bet Brentford. Fernandez has 2 assists.
Well, there you go. Like, he's going to get more points and, you know, extra bonus. Look, I think that Blightsome... No, Madison was probably going to play, was due to play 2 matches, so you're going with him.
But Fernandez is also playing the 2 matches.
Well, that's right, yeah, but, like, Emil say Fernandez is like the donkey.
Yeah, he is a donkey. I wouldn't trust this guy. Yeah, he's done good this week, but I wouldn't trust him all of the time.
But as I was saying, like, you know, they were good midfield. Madison, Bowen, Fernandez. That Maximin is up front getting 9 points, and Antonio was, you know, got the 4 points. And they've got Kane in the back there, and Kane, he managed -2, so that's the guy. I'd probably be saying, he'll have to go. He's liable, so you can't have him there.
Mm. And then Gallagher was on the bench with 9 points as well.
Yes, I noticed that, you know. I wondered, you know, that they opted for the, you know, the 5-3-2 formation. I thought perhaps maybe they would have been better with 4-4-2 and have Gallagher on there.
Yeah, I probably would have been the better option, I think. I think they were probably expecting to get more bang for buck with the defence. But They'll be happy with what they've got.
Currently 80 points, but I mean, as I said, that'll change. Legion 11, so currently in 6th place. 2 transfers, they lost 4 points. There's an awful lot of points being lost here.
Yeah, there is a lot of points. Like, sorry, KDB didn't lose any points. But Toeboggers has 4, Raglan 8, The Spoofer 8, Blightsam 8. Now you're saying Legion 4. It's a lot. These points are stacking up for these guys.
Well, they brought Lucas Moura in and they put Son out. And then they brought Harry Kane in and Tony went out. And they put Kane as the captain. So they opted for the right captain by the looks of things here.
Definitely. Lucas Moura, I'm not too sure about him. He's a bit of a fly-by-night boy for me. John would say he's a sunshine boy. Things are going well, he's going well. Things are not going well, he vanishes into the grass. They had Kane on the vent, -2. Rafinha was there, and Bowen. I think Jota and Bernardo getting 3 points each let them down. And they had Cody, 9 points on the bench. Overall, I think Legion will probably be quite happy with this. They've got away nicely with the transfers. And I think that hopefully they'll build away on that side.
In Cataclou is down to 7th. No transfers. Now, they had Salah as the captain. And Eamon, I can see you just chomping at the bit here to get talking.
Yes, look at. I said before, this guy was a chancer. Hasn't got a clue. And like, this is just chronology at its best. Like, Salah, everybody, the cat and the dog on the street knew that Salah was gone and he left him as his captain. Like, that's lunacy. Van Dijk is the vice captain. He's got 6 points, so look, he'll get a couple of points there. Saka is there. The match was postponed, but he's got Douglas Luiz and Jimenez who are going to bring in a couple of points. So there's luck there. Fornals are there with 8 points. Alexander-Arnold got him 10. And Cody was there with 9. There's a half a decent structured team here. But I mean, that nonsense of leaving Salah as the captain. Like, there's ain't got a clue. And there's don't have a clue. And I think the latter is the more applicable in this case.
Rector, you have something to say?
Yeah, I think perhaps maybe the manager, he forgot that he was some double game weeks and forgot to look at team, maybe. That could be it.
Mick? Any tuppence worth to put in there?
Well, I don't know the manager, do I? I don't know anything about him, so I can't comment on whether he's forgotten or what. Maybe he didn't realise Salah was away. I don't know. Why don't you get him to contact the show and let him explain himself?
Very well, yeah. We'll ask him there. So, I mean, look, we'd put it out there. So if the manager of ain't got a clue who's listening, he might drop us an email to let us know why he left Salah as the captain. Okay, we can't do any more than that, can we?
No, we can't do any more than that. Look, it's just, it'll soon be clueless. Not anything like it. Ain't got a clue.
Lafayette Lions then, currently in 8th place. And they had 2 transfers. They lost 4 points as well. Jota came in and Smith Rowe went out. Madison was in and Son was in. And they opted for Kane as well. Now, Hector, this is a team that we had said was doing really well. They seem to have stalled a little bit here in the Arkham Avengers League, but they're still holding their own there. What about the team?
Well, I think perhaps, you know, Kane as captain, good choice. I have to say, I like their midfield. They have Rafinha 6, Ward-Prowse got 6 points. Bone 7, Madison 7, Zaha was in there. Now with Dyer didn't play. Kane got the -2, but they had Alexander Arnold at 10 points. And you know, Antonio was there. He won't come off the bench for Dyer. So they get another 4 points. So unfortunately, no points with their goalkeepers. You know, the Arsenal match was cancelled. Didn't help nothing out there. And I think they'd be probably pleased to be where they are. And the transfers, they probably just pay off for me. Look. They lost 4 and they got 10 in, so they got 6 extra points.
Well, look, 6 extra points is better than 3 extra points, you know, so I take that, you know, I go with that.
Currently in 9th place, so is the Mighty Defenders. They had 1 transfer. They brought Jot in and Son went out. They had Cancelo the captain last week and they left him the captain this week, and he rewarded that loyalty by getting them 22 points. Eamon, the Mighty Defenders may be turning the season round a little bit for them, will they?
Well, I have to say that, again, Cancelo done their business for them there, but I have a question mark about, you know, again, Gray is there and he got the 2 points. I don't think Gray is really doing much. He's not effective. Like Gallagher would be better fit for this team. Maupay was there with 6 points and Maupay is plugging away and doing it. He's certainly a better option than like a Dennis. And I think that what this manager needs to do now here is look at the bench. The bench needs a shake up, a rejig there. And I think, yeah, I'd be looking at getting rid of Gray, I think, out of that team there. I think I'd leave it there. Gray would be the player I'd get rid of.
Hector, would you agree with that? I think, yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, I would get rid of him. I would put him out. Yeah, put him out or Kane out, one or other. I don't think there's enough room for having the two Everton players. Not when they're not performing the way you want them in there. Maybe they could bring in, Fernandes, maybe. He'd do better. Or maybe bring in Phil Foden, Man City.
10th spot, can we win again? And they had a free hit. They opted for Kane as the captain. Mick, you have missed a couple of shows here and episodes, but the boys here are having a bit of a doubt about how this manager is coping. When you look at the team there, Mick, what comes to mind?
I was going to say I thought it was desperation. They were banking on a lot of players to have double game weeks there, and it didn't work for a start. And, when you look, they were expecting that, like, if Spurs had played the two matches, Harry Kane probably was going to be top dog for them there. But didn't work out. Man United didn't. Watford either. And I think that they put a lot into this. Like they've used a free hit. That's fair enough. But I think they expected too much. I don't think I would have used a free hit this week.
Hector?
Well, I don't think the plan manager, he got the results that he needs out of it. He had a lot of players on there up for playing two matches, in the 1 week. And, it did not really pay off. It did not come on.
Damon, you're shaking your head there. Are you disagreeing? I'm not disagreeing. I'm just bemused and perplexed. Apart from Harry Kane being the captain, like, Lucas Moura is in there. I wouldn't have had him in there. And I wouldn't have Ronaldo either. And I have to say, Dalot is not somebody who's shining enough for me. I don't think he's comfortable in the role. He's not settled in the role. Certainly Man United are not a settled team, and I don't think there's room for him there. I'd have got somebody else. Like, even, a Cancelo, 11 points, and that's happy days there. So I think it's a free hit that's been wasted. In my books.
We then moved down to 11th place. Maximum effort. They had two transfers.
Son was brought in and Salah went out. Alexander was brought in and James went out. And then they went and they opted to captain Son. When I saw this, I actually thought this must be another game week. And then realised that it was from game week 22. Now, can anybody explain to me what has happened here?
Well, I haven't got a clue, because that just didn't make any sense whatsoever. To bring in Son, who is not going to be back until, is it early February, and put him captain. This guy must have been getting some sort of social media feed from someplace that was saying, I don't believe the hype or the reports. Son's not injured, he'll play. Ta-da. It's just irrational to have done this. And doing that has pretty much stymied what was looking like a really good result for this guy. They have Sa in goals, 7 points. Rüdiger is there with the 3 points, okay? So we can't do much with him there. Diaz is at the back, didn't play. Cancelo has 11. Alexander-Arnold has 10. In their midfield, they had Rafinha. Bernardo is there, who's the vice-captain. So he's going to pick up another 3 points for him. And that fella Gray is there. And up front, Saint-Maximin, who picked up a lovely 9 points. Antonio, 4 points. Oh, they've got Watkins on the bench for two. So he's going to come in for Diaz. But I mean, that business with Son is just, it just doesn't add up.
No, I don't quite know what to make of that myself. I have to say, more than that guy ain't got a clue. If the manager for Maximin Effort wants to send in an email just to say, what has happened there? Matt should have been letting it.
Well, we can only put it out there on the show. We're not sure if they will get in contact, but it's just, it would make you wonder, wouldn't it, lads?
Well, what happened to make you wonder? I mean, this guy should be doing better than that. I mean, that's schoolboy error stuff, so it is.
12th place, El Loco John, and of course they didn't have any transfers.
Surprise, surprise.
Lukaku is their captain, managed to pick up 8 points. Bamford is still there, who's not really match fit, he's not playing. No movement him.
Now, this manager refuses to make transfers. This is the manager. I'd say this manager is part-time at this and is busy somewhere else. Look, De Bruyne was there, got 11 points. Rafinha got 6. Madison is currently 7, but will improve. So there's points in there. Heuschwerk has got 2 points and Watkins has 2 on the bench. So they'll get a couple of points here and there. Stones was there with 7. The Arsenal match was cancelled, so Tierney, fall to that there. But look, for a team that's not being really managed, they're plugging along there. Look, they're sticking there in 12th. Fair play to them. Not being shipped out of it by any of the rest of the guys. Oh, power to the part-time manager.
What a beauty then is in
13th place, and they had three transfers and lost 4 points. Goalkeeper Ramsdale came in and Mendy went out. Bernardo was brought in and Salah went out. And Dennis was brought in and Jesus went out. And he opted to captain Bernardo. So he's got 6 points for his trouble. His buddy beside him, Fernandez, has done much better. So far as a recording, is 22 points. Cancelo is there with 11. Of course, the Arsenal didn't play, so Ramsdale didn't play. And Carson for Man City wasn't playing either, so he's no goalkeeper.
No, he had no goalkeeper. And you know something? I said this before, long time. You have to have the subs bench. You look at that bench there. Dimiskus didn't play. Amarte is injured. Locadia is injured. There's no cover for Duffy. No cover for Smith-Rowe. Bissouma no play. You know, there are three players on the pitch who no play. You have nobody to come off bench. This guy should be doing better than this. That is, you know, you have to have that sorted out.
Yeah, this is just no more than maximum efforts for Pa with Son being captain. This guy has done three transfers. I forgot about the bench. But he's trying to get the players on the pitch, Eamon. I mean, you can't. I mean, if you wanted that, look, he should be concentrating on the injured players being off so that if the guys who are fit and can play but don't play, he's got cover.
I'd agree with that, I have to say, Eamon.
Look, Mick, we're doing an awful lot of agreeing here. It's a good night when we're agreeing.
Well, it certainly is, Eamon, but look, you're speaking the truth. Actor's speaking the truth. You've got to have cover on that bench. If you don't have cover on that bench, you've got nothing. That's what happened to this manager.
Currently at the moment in 14th place, and they've gone up, it's Rosie Rovers. Now, they didn't do any transfer either. However, they have your man, Eamon.
My man. Who's my... Oh, the donkey.
The donkey is the captain. They've currently got 44 points for this.
What are we thinking?
Well, there's nothing to think about this. This manager doesn't bother with the team. They've hit lucky with the donkey. Okay, they have Ederson in there, 6 points. And look, they've two blanks on the defence, with Shaw and Chilwell. Mount and Cash will come in. Cresswell is there with 6. Madison currently has the 7. Buendia has the 2. And Kante has the 7. Cavani up front with 2 points. Bamford and Adeyemi have nothing there. But of course, as you said, this is a team that's just been neglected. The manager has gone on gardening leave, I'd say. Would that be the correct term that you would use, Mick?
Well, I'd have to say, I think this manager put a team together and hasn't really bothered with it. And it's not quite, I wouldn't call it gardening leave, Eamon. I just say, look, they've gone for a walk and we'll come back.
Where do you go walking to?
Well, I don't know where they've gone walking in Hector. Well, they're not doing anything with their team. They're like, you said they haven't had a transfer.
No, they've had no transfers whatsoever this season so far.
Well, that's somebody who's put the team together and just gone walk off. They're going walk about. You see it sometimes, you know, what's that movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme? You know, he was in the Legionnaires there. Oh, it's gone back a couple of years.
What are you on about?
You know, Eamon, you must know that Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's in the Legionnaires and he has to get back because his brother can...
Oh, you're thinking about, is it absent without leave?
That's it, yeah. This is what this manager's done.
Wait, hold on. You said this manager had gone off to the Fallen Legion?
No. I've not gone off to the Fallen Legion, but I've gone AWOL.
Yeah, AWOL. Where did they go?
Well, I don't know where they've gone to. Have you lads got an idea?
Don't look at me, Mick. I haven't got a clue where they've gone. Ah, well, you ain't got a clue. He hasn't got a clue. Nobody's got a clue. Look, can we move on? This manager doesn't bother with the team and that's it. We're wasting time talking about this.
Very well.
And finally, back down to 15th spot. Bamford rejects. They had no transfers either. They opted for Captain Salah, who wasn't playing. Now, they went for their vice-captain, Ramsdale. Of course, the Arsenal match was cancelled, so they're not getting anything out of that. Hector, not a great week for this manager.
No, not good at all. James is injured. Son was there injured. Salah not playing. Gerhard injured. Almarte, no one on the bench. Saint-Maximin got the 9. Rafinha got the 6. Alexander-Arnold got the 10. Cancelo got the 11. And pretty much that here. Like Mount got 3, Dennis got 2, more than that, yeah.
Yeah, Doc, this is, I thought this manager was actually going to do something, but they haven't. They're slipping down there. Well, they're still in a positive direction, like overall. They've got green arrows going up. They might have green arrows going up, but they have a red arrow in this league. And, you know, they didn't tune in. I think they slept in at something when they should have been making their transfers. Very well, very well.
Now, of course, as I said, that's our league table at the moment. We'll do a recap at the start of next week's show, just to let you know who has moved where, because with Madison and Kane scoring, a couple of teams will be moving in this. Would we say it? Would that be a fair reflection, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair reflection. I think that Blytham should be moving up. A couple of other players might move up as well. Looks good there.
Now, okay, game week 23 is going to come upon us here. When you look at that game week 20, especially game week 21 and game week 22, and there was extra matches in there for players, who's not really at the race as far as, who's the players there that you would be looking at and say they're not coming out of the traps fast enough?
Ronaldo for a start for me. He's not doing much. Followed quickly by the like of Antonio and, as I should say, Alonso and the Christensen Pontars.
So they'd be your ones, would they?
Yeah, followed by Gray.
And Gray. Hector?
Well, I think the Antonio guy, he looked tired. I should put him out to rest for a while. I do agree. I think, you know, a couple of the Everton players not doing it. And I also think perhaps maybe the Chelsea players a little off on. You know, they're not getting in there.
No, they had a draw the other night as well, so things are going their way. Mick, what would you say?
Well, I think for a start, I don't think I'd be having Ronaldo on my team. I don't think he's fitting in. And probably maybe I'd have Fernandes in, I think, you know.
The donkey.
Oh, look, the donkey worked. He does a bit of work. I actually think he does better when Ronaldo's not in. And I think the Watford guy is a little bit tired and Antonio. So I think I'd probably opt more for King. I think I'd leave Dennis out there. And look, I think it was referred to that. I don't think I'll be plugging too much for the lack of Luca Moura in it. That would be my gamble.
Okay. All right, lads. Well, that's about it so for our show. I'd like to thank you all for coming in. It's been a pleasure to have you in. Pleasure, Mick, to have you join us.
Well, it's nice to be back in, so it is. And I hope we'll be back next week. Have a little wee chat about the football, if that's all right.
You sounded like a little bit of a Scottish punter there or something.
Not really, no. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, Eamon.
I have to say, I'd agree with Eamon there. I didn't know what that was going on. Did you say we for a moment?
I meant to just come in and have a little chat. That's it.
You know, I just don't understand. Where did the person go off walking all you want?
I look it. Forget about that. That manager is gone.
Oh, all right.
Indeed. Eamon, thanks for coming in and you're joining us next week.
Indeed, I will. I'll be back in.
Mick, you're going to come back next week as well.
That's right. I'm going to come back again. I'm going to have to be back here, so it is. I'll get a bottle of Vicks for Hector.
And Hector, you're joining us as well. Hector, any shout-outs now that you're back on form?
Yes, you know, I want to say one thing. The island of Comoros.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they beat Ghana. And, you know, it's a big match. Like, they managed to beat Ghana. Big thing, so it is. So a big shout-out for the team in Comoros. Well done to them. You know, the big answer, they look like they may go forward, little forward here in this competition, the African Conference Nations. And, you know, thumbs up to them. And also, I think we have listeners out there, so big thumbs up to them.
Indeed, we do have listeners.
And also, I wanted to say a big shout-out to our friends in America who are listening to us, our friends in Oranmore. Thumbs up to all the Galway people. We have people over in Kildare listening. All our German listeners as well. And I think also we have listeners in Nepal now. So big thumbs up and a high five to all our listeners out there in Nepal. Hope the weather is not too bad over there. And also to our listeners in South America. I know. I think they tune in to listen to me. And I give big smile.
Listen, this is starting to go on. But can we just pull that plug?
Eamon, let him go.
And, you know, I want to say hi to everyone in South Africa, in Germany, France, Luxembourg, all our listeners in England, and all our listeners over in Asia. You know, again, thumbs up, high five, we're flying.
Is that it?
Yeah,
something. It was better when he had a sore throat and he couldn't talk.
That's quite nice. I give a big shout out. I'll give a shout out to all the listeners around Leeds and Derby.
He's starting now, credit and above.
Right, lads, that's it. And to our listeners, thank you very much for joining us. We hope you remember to tell your friends and family about us. Email us at arkhamavengersffpl@gmail.com with any comments, or if you want us to read out a request or say hello to anybody out there. Remember, don't forget, tell people to subscribe to us. And wherever you are in the world, we hope you have a nice day, a good afternoon, a lovely evening, a nice night, and that you're all safe and well. And you'll be back to join us next week. Until then, take care. Slán.